Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you are doing amazing. Today's episode, I want to talk about worldly goals. Should we pursue them? Should we not pursue them? And also share with you a quote I got from Brooke Castillo. She sent it to me as a personal message, and it was amazing. So I thought I would share with you guys here.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so some of you guys know Brooke Castillo. She is amazing. She's someone I had a chance to hang out with. When was that? A summer ago or 2 summers ago? I can't remember if it was during COVID or not. Anyway, it's all a big blur now. But she's someone who's built an amazing business. In fact, it's interesting. She has a program where she helps coaches to become better coaches, and then she certifies them. And anyway, she's killing it. She's doing awesome stuff. And on top of that, what's really, really amazing is that the people who go through her coaching certification program, how good they end up. I think we hired, 10 or 12 of them that work with our Two Common Club X students, helping them on the mindset side of things, and they are amazing. And anyway, so shout out to Brooke. She's amazing. But anyway, she's probably going to hear this and is going to laugh that I'm even posting this. But as you guys know, I'm working on my new book, and I'm having so much fun with it. And I've shared a little bit about it in the last couple podcast episodes, and she messaged me yesterday saying, hey, I listened to your podcast episode, and she had some ideas for me. And they were so good afterwards. I'm like, this is literally going to be in the new book. I hope that you're okay with that because it was so good. And so I want to share with you guys here because I think it's important. It's something that I think most of us probably struggle with. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of us do. And that's like, should we be pursuing worldly goals, right? And this is tough, especially for me and from my background, from my culture, right? A lot of you guys know we used to call ourselves Mormons, but we're not supposed to call ourselves Mormons. We call ourselves members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So, and so even within that culture, for sure, people, you know, a lot of times look down on it, or they don't believe we should be pursuing worldly goals. This is kind of the conversation. It's like, well, should we be doing those things? You know, like, should we only be focusing on spiritual goals and things like that? Or should we, like, is it okay to even do those things, right? Like, I have people more often than you would believe, not just within my church, within most Christian denominations, where they struggle with, like, making money. Is it bad? Is it evil? Am I going to go to hell? Like, what's the, you know, all those kind of things. And it's interesting because for me, I didn't know this or believe this for a long time until I hired actually a really good coach who pointed out to me, just showing me how aligned, like, the goals I'm pursuing in business where they were with, like, what I believe is my spiritual mission. And for me, it gave me permission to push harder and to try harder and to put more effort and energy into pursuing my worldly goals, right? My business goals, my desires to make money and to grow a company, all these kind of things. And so anyway, the way she said it was just so cool. And anyway, so I literally transcribed it. That's how good it was. And I'm going to read it to you if you're cool with that. So specifically talking about the pursuit of worldly goals. And so she said, the reason why I think we're in this world is to evolve ourselves both mentally and spiritually. And the worldly goals are what can allow us to get there. Because if you think about it, when you set a $1 million goal, you have to get over all of your self-doubt, all of your fear, all of your worries about what other people think about you. And one of the things that I often say to my students is that you have to have the ability to believe in yourself. You have to have the ability to know what you're capable of. And I think a lot of people have a tough time with that because they think that they're going to be too arrogant or they're going to be thinking too highly of themselves. And one of the things that I tell them is that you didn't make yourself, right? You're not the one that created you. So it's not really up to you to judge. It's up to you to accept that you are 100% worthy and 100% capable. And the desires that you've been given to you in your heart are the map to where you need to go. And when you don't pay attention to those desires, you are smaller than what you're meant to be. There's a huge escrow out there waiting for you. And if you don't claim it, then nobody will. And so it's fun to have money goals and it's fun to have business goals just because of what they require you to do to evolve. And the other point is that I think it's super important that as soon as you set your big goals for yourself, even the Hall of Fame goals, Super Bowl goals for yourself, you're going to immediately doubt yourself. You're going to immediately think that you're not good enough. And this is the whole freaking point. And if you're not feeling uncomfortable, then you're not feeling like you're making a contribution to your own life and other people's lives. And I don't think that your goals are actually big enough. Okay, so that's what she sent me, and I probably should have had her. I should have just pushed play and let you listen to it, but I didn't have her permission. And you know, I want her to keep sending me cool messages like this. So, but hopefully, you guys get that. Like, I thought it was so powerful for so many different reasons. You know, partially is because like, should we be pursuing these things, right? Like, I have these desires. Like, I want to make more money. I want to build a business. I want to grow. I want to change the world. I want to do whatever it is, right? And it's like, well, who put those desires in us, right? Those desires, I believe, are from God. They're like the things that are pushing us on this path. They're making us move forward. They're making us go and try to make this world a better place, right? And so that's part of it. The other thing she said that was so cool was just the fact that like, but you didn't make you, right? You didn't create yourself. Somebody else created you. They saw your potential. They put you here on earth. They said, okay, go and pursue this thing, right? And so like, who are we to judge? Like if God created us and he put us out here and gave us these desires that we need to go do, like it would be wrong for us not to pursue those desires, right? And it's funny, Stephen Larson says something similar. He's like, man, I'd done a lot of therapy and work and personal development. He's like, but man, business was the greatest personal development lesson in my life, because all of a sudden you're faced with your inadequacies and your awkwardness and your shyness and like all the things come up, right? Your fear of rejection, your fear of failure, like your fear of just all the things, right? Everything comes up as you're in the pursuit of your goals. And I think that's what people don't understand. Like, you know, somebody else created us. They put us here. They gave us these desires, and they want to see what we're going to do with it. And if you read, it's interesting. If you read the Bible and you read about the parable of the talents, right? And I'm probably going to slaughter the actual story, but you know, God gave, or the master in the story gave people different talents, right? And talents back then were money. So gave one person one talent, someone else three, someone else five, right? And the person with the five talents went and they used it, they invested it, they did stuff and it came back and it made 10, right? And the guy with three went and invested and came back as five. And the person with one didn't want to lose that one, so they buried it and they hid it down. And then the Lord came back to them, or the master came back to them and said, you know, basically rebuked the person and told them they were an unwise and slothful servant, right? Because they didn't use the talent they were given. Like, God put you on this planet. He gave you a talent. And if you don't do something with it, like, he's going to rebuke you, right? Like, he wants you to do something with your ability to grow and create and to evolve and to do something. And so I think that, you know, I would say it's the adversary who's telling us the opposite, which is like, don't pursue those things. Don't try to grow. Like, you're not worthy. You're not ready. Like, no. Like, you are. You're worthy. You're ready. You're worthy. You're not ready yet. What they say that God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called, right? So we've all been called. Most people don't pursue it. Most people hide. They shrink. Whereas if you understand it correctly, it's like, no, you're going to get called, but you're not going to be ready. That's the whole point. It's for you to go out there on this journey and start learning and start growing, start figuring things out and putting the pieces together, becoming something different, becoming somebody more, right? This life's not who you are. It's who are you becoming. And it's a constant journey until we die. So it's like, who am I becoming? Who am I becoming? You're moving forward, trying to become that person. And so I think that's really the goal. So my belief, especially in like the way she said it was just so powerful, but these worldly goals, these things that sometimes are looked at as negative, and they can be negative. I think they can destroy people too, right? There's always, with everything, there's the moderation in all things, but it's understanding that like these goals and these desires were put in our hearts by someone that wasn't us, right? By our creator, by the person who created us. And so anyway, I hope that helps somebody out there who's stressed or worrying or trying to figure things out, right? Like it's going to be okay. You're not going to feel worthy. You're not going to feel ready. You know, you're going to have all the inadequacies. You're going to feel, like she said, like, oh, if I do this, people think I'm arrogant. They think I'm thinking too highly of myself. Like, no, like you were put here to do something amazing. So do it. Step into it. You're worthy of it. You're ready for it. You just got to step up to the plate and take it. So I hope that helps. Thanks, you guys, for listening. And thank you, Brooke, for your feedback and your ideas. She's an amazing person. You know, if you don't, she's got a really good podcast. It's really good. So go listen to her podcast as well. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you for listening. And we'll talk to you guys all soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.